WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's mostly clear and 65 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, with a high around 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. A call about an accident Monday night in Red Oak resulted in an arrest. Police were dispatched to the scene of the intersection of Walnut and North 2nd Streets in Red Oak at around 7:34 p.m. An investigation determined 40-year-old Angela Sue Hunt Batera of Hamburg was driving east on Walnut Street and failed to yield to a car driven by 28-year-old Morgan Davenport of Red Oak. When Matera's 2017 Ford C-Max was struck broadside by Davenport's 2006 Chevy Impala, the Ford rolled onto its top. Damage from the accident amounted to $18,000 altogether. Both drivers were checked out by EMS at the scene and both refused transport to the hospital. Hunt Matera was arrested for driving under suspension with five withdrawals in effect. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a little more than $566 bond. She was also cited for failure to yield along with violation of license restriction, SR-22 insurance related. Red Oak police were assisted by the Red Oak Fire Department and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. A man from Lenox was arrested Monday in Montgomery County. 21-year-old Benjamin P. Moreno was taken into custody on a warrant for violation of probation on an original OWI first offense charge. Moreno was processed to the Montgomery County Jail and released after posting bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports an Adair man, 28-year-old Brian Dean Schultz, was arrested at around 9 p.m. Friday on warrants charging him with kidnapping in the third degree, harassment in the first degree, and domestic assault with a weapon first offense. Schultz was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $65,000 cash-only bond. Additional details were not released. At around 3:30 a.m. on July 30th, 29-year-old Rachel Ellen Reagan of Greenfield was arrested by Greenfield police for domestic abuse assault second offense. Authorities say she hit and scratched on the head and neck 28-year-old Matthew Meads of Greenfield. The incident took place during a verbal argument between the couple that turned physical. Meads, who was arrested for assault with bodily injury, said Reagan flicked cigarette ashes on him, so he spit at her. That's when she allegedly hit and punched him several times in the face, neck, and chest. Reagan told police that she was spit on, pushed to the ground, and held down by Meads. She claimed that while he held her down, he stood on her foot, causing scratch marks and bruising. Reagan and Meads were transported to the Adair County Jail and later released on $1,000 cash or surety bonds each. On July 29th, 57-year-old Joseph Alvin Hahn of Adair was arrested by Adair County deputies. Hahn was taken into custody on an Adair County warrant for gathering where controlled substances are used and possession of a controlled substance second offense. He was being held on $7,000 cash or surety bond in the Adair County Jail. And on July 28th, 52-year-old Henrik Leonard Rader of Casey was arrested on a warrant for controlled substance violation. He was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $25,000 cash or surety bond. From ice cream socials to picnics, some four dozen Iowa cities are taking part in this year's National Night Out, which in most communities is tonight. Hamilton County Sheriff Doug Timmons says Webster City is hosting their events this evening.
What this event is for is it's a community policing project. You know, everybody with today's world, everybody thinks the police are out to get them. No, we're not. We're out there to help you. We have no job to do, and we're going to try to do it the best that we can. This way you guys can come out and see who we are.
Night out events have been held for more than 30 years as a way for law enforcement and communities to work together.
We have handouts for the kids, handouts for the adults, the light meal. I got a fellow coming from Stanhope to have music, and fire department will be set up, showing them their stuff, and the ambulance will be there. We'll have all of our gear and the squad cars. Working with the National Guard to have a climbing wall. We have all sorts of good things planned.
To find communities in Iowa where National Night Out events are taking place, visit www.natw.org. The list locally includes Bridgewater, Carter Lake, Council Bluffs, Harlan, and Red Oak. 16 Iowans applied with the State Judicial Nominating Commission to fill a vacancy on the Iowa Court of Appeals that occurred when Judge Gail Vogel retired on July the 1st. The Nominating Commission met Monday to interview the applicants for the vacancy. Following the interviews, the commission deliberated and selected a slate of three nominees from the group of applicants and delivered the slate to the governor. The nominees include Julie Schumacher of Schleswig, Tim Garten of Ames, and Myron Gookin of Fairfield. The governor has 30 days in which to appoint the new judge. The 17-member Judicial Nominating Commission is composed of eight commissioners elected by lawyers licensed to practice law in Iowa and nine commissioners appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Iowa Senate. An accreditation committee of the College of American Pathologists has awarded accreditation to the laboratory at the Cass County Health System based on the results of a recent on-site inspection as part of the CAPS accreditation programs. CCHS Laboratory Director Mitch Wiley, MLS ASCP-CM, was advised of the national recognition and congratulated for the excellence of the services being provided. The CCHS laboratory is one of the more than 8,000 CAP-accredited facilities worldwide. The U.S. and federal government recognizes the CAP laboratory accreditation program as being equal to or more stringent than the government's own inspection program. CAP inspectors examine laboratory staff qualifications, equipment, facilities, safety program, and records, along with overall management, to name a few of the factors. In our funeral announcements, Raleigh Ernest Waltman, age 95, of Avoca, died July 25th at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Raleigh Waltman will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Elizabeth Mary Liz Scahill, age 62, of Villisca, died Saturday. The Good Samaritan Society in Villisca. Funeral services for Liz Scahill will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Betty Sorensen, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Betty Sorensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Harold Gould, age 90, of Atlantic, died July 31st at CHI Health Mercy in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life service for Harold Gould will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Tommy Ray Montagna, age 60, of Dexter, died Friday at Mercy West Lakes Hospital. A gathering of family and friends for Tommy Ray Montagna will be held at Tommy's home at 505 Marshall Street in Dexter, beginning Friday at 6 p.m. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter is assisting with the arrangements. Nancy Kessler, age 66, of Audubon, died July 30th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Nancy Kessler will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of the arrangements. Terry Moore, age 57, of Panora, died Friday at Every Step Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Memorial services for Terry Moore will be next Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. And Wayne Kirkhoff, age 84, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Wayne Kirkhoff are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.